The National Cotton Council joined more than 70 agriculture associations on a letter to President Biden, the USDA Secretary, the Secretary of Transportation, FMC Chair, White House Council of Economic Advisers Chair, and the U.S. Attorney General, requesting that they take additional steps to relieve the crisis facing American exports. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain why cotton is in a unique position when compared to other covered commodities in the United States.
Cotton is non-fungible and more granular in quality and use than other USDA-covered commodities. Cotton is also more reliant on containers and on the LA Long Beach ports as compared to other commodities, since a much larger percentage of the U.S. cotton crop is exported. For the 2020 crop year, about 85% of U.S. cotton production was exported as compared to 20% for corn, 54% for wheat, 55% for soybeans, and 40% for rice. In addition, consumer spending on clothing and textiles has not recouped the losses from the COVID shutdown. In most of the other spending categories, the rebound in consumer spending has more than recouped the losses during the height of the COVID pandemic. Merchandiser assistance is needed to offset a portion of economic losses incurred during the pandemic. Reshoring or nearshoring textile supply chains could also help to offset some of the logistic challenges. The shipping lines need oversight and accountability. We can't have empty containers returning to Asia when U.S. goods are waiting to be shipped. So we look forward to staying engaged with President Biden's supply chain task force in order to address some of the shipping and logistical challenges.